Good morning.
Welcome to worship. And a very special welcome to many visitors here today who've come for something special. I'm not sure what it is, but we'll find out during the meeting, I'm sure. But it's good to see you and hope you enjoy your worship with us. We'd like you to join us for tea and coffee following our worship in the community hall through the swing doors there. As I said, next week, our open airs will begin in February, so no open air today. But you've got a choice this afternoon because there's been a clash of dates. And at 3 o'clock, there's a United Church service in St. Peter and St. Paul's. And here at 3:30, they're showing the installation of our new international leaders. So you've got the terrible thing of making the decision. But I'm not going to make it for you. Enjoy whichever you go to. On Monday, Sally Wags will meet as usual, and the food bank will be open from 10 o'clock till 1. On Tuesday, there's a special Churches Together meeting, and it's under the heading of In Who Is My Neighbour? And it's, when you think of the subject, you say, oh dear, it's grave talk, but it's on the subject we don't like talking about, death and dying, but that's at 2:30 here in this hall, and it's organised by Churches Together. On Wednesday, Friends Together meet at 1:30, and during the meeting, Captain will be introducing the Helping Hand project. Thursday, coffee morning, 10 o'clock till 12, food bank open from 10 till 1, and the Explorers for the Young People after school at 3:30. On Friday, the food bank will be opened again from 10 till 1 o'clock. Remember last week I offered you an invitation to come along and join the Songsters? Well, the invitation is on the 15th of February. Just come along, join in and sing with the Songsters, or just listen to the music and join in with fellowship, because there will be some refreshments at the end of the evening. Now, last week we heard Joe telling us about the walk through the Bible, and there's a very informative card on the table if you want to take one as you leave, and it tells you how to join up for that Saturday. Thank you very much for listening, and now I'll hand over to Lizette. Would you like to welcome her, please?
I'm surprised you didn't say Captain Lizette, John.
You usually say Captain Paul.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. Can't get a staff these days, can you? Right, good morning. And it's lovely to be with you all this morning and to see so many new faces and old ones and see so many friends and family of some of our children this morning. And the band already introduced to us a song for this morning, and we're going to sing that. Come, let us all unite to sing God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises bring. God is love. Let every soul from sin awake, each in his heart sweet music make, and sing with us for Jesus' sake. God is love. So let us stand as we sing together.
Thank you.
then be seated. We're going to enter into a time of prayer now. And we're going to use the song to be in your presence, to sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire. This is my desire, Lord, to rest in your presence, not rushing away, to cherish each moment, and here I will stay. This is our desire. And this morning, I wanted to do just that. Not to rush away, but to take the time to pray. I want us to take the time to pray for all our children and youth worker here in this school. There are some amazing people who look after our children. Sunday school, Sallywikes, Explorers, and many more people that help them to study. We think of Heather and Sue who've gone through the junior soldier classes of our children. Think of Claire, who helped them to sing and ministers to us. Ben, who teaches sometimes, and now is our driver to youth events in the division. There's so many people in this hall who play an important part of our children's life. And if you get a time to speak to them, you see what amazing people are. We thank the parents. We thank you for bringing your children here and for raising them in the way they want to be here and they want to learn and they want to grow in their journey. We thank you for doing that. But today, we want to thank all of you who take the time to be with them. 2 weeks ago at Explorers, we were talking about the best gift we have ever received. Felicity, do you remember what you said? Do you remember what you told us? Shall I remind you? Felicity said, Jesus. Jesus is the best gift that she has ever received. Isn't that an amazing answer to hear from the mouth of our children? And this is only possible because of the parents and because of each single person in this school who gives up the time to go out there to do Sunday school with them, who come on a Thursday to do Explores with them, who take the time to teach them different songs, play an instrument, take the time to drive them to different places. And this is our time as a call to say thank you for what you do with our children. Thank you for the time that you give, for the way you nurture our children. And this morning, we want to bring you before God and we want to say thank you to God for you. We want to ask God to be a blessing upon you. We want God to encourage you, to keep giving you the strength and knowledge to keep working with our children and our young people. So we're going to sing this song together and we're going to sit in God's presence and just come before. I'm going to ask something. I don't know if they will do it, but if you do work with our children, and please just stand up. Please stand up so that the call can put a face into who you are. That maybe later on they can even ask for your name and maybe keep praying for you. So please, if you help in any way, putting toys away, chairs away, just stand up so that the call can see who you are. Come on, don't be shy. Stand up. Kevin, stand up. David, stand up. Don't make me say your name. You know who you are. Take a look at them. If you don't know the name, go ask for the name. Pray for them. Keep them in your prayers. Thank you. You can be seated. We're going to sing this song. And after we finish singing the song, Shirley's going to come up and pray for each and every single one of you. Let us sing.
Thank you. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, it is our desire to rest in your presence, to not run away. And this morning is such a very, very special time. You tell us in your word, suffer the little children to come unto me. Lord, we have several young people who have made that decision to follow you. And today they're making that public. They have family and friends who've come to share this very, very special moment with each of them. Lord, we just ask you to be everything that these little children need today and every day. Because we're aware, loving Father, that there are things in our world and perhaps in school that could take their minds off you. But I ask you today to really be close to each and every one of them. And Lord, we thank you for all of those people who stood up, who work with the young people in whatever way, shape or form. Lord, where would we be without them? Where would our children be without them? Lord, I ask that you will be everything to them today, that they will feel the touch of your spirit on their hearts and their lives, and that they will go from strength to strength as they work with our young people. So, Lord, I just claim your presence and ask you to be everything we need you to be here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
So on behalf of the call, we say thank you to each and every single one of you for what you do. The songsters are going to come and, ministers to us, and they're going to sing In the Strength of the King.
Thank you.
songsters. Now, this next bit is going to be a challenge because Paul is not here, standing here, to observe you and watch you and mark you between 0 and 100%. So we'll see if all his hard work has worked when he's not standing in front of you. So we should say, so you won't be surprised to know that most of the songs today have been picked by her young children. And we try to get the ones that most of you will recognize and will know the, you know, that's it. So we have trying to put a bit of a bit in there. So the first one is Shine From The Inside Out. Do we all know that one? Oh, I'm seeing a lot of head nodding, so that's a good sign. So we're going to stand, and I want to see all your action, and I'll let Paul know how well you've done. No? Okay. Let us stand and sing this one. Ending, but I think that was a good one, Paul. They did do some good dancing. Right. It's the time that we all, most of you, have come here for today. So I'm going to ask for our six young children to come forward with... Where are they? Yeah, they're coming. Here you go. You take that. When he's ready, he can come up or we'll come down to him. It's not a problem. Right. Today is a special day. Can someone tell me why?
It's because we're going to be junior soldiers.
Yeah, well done.
It's because I'm going to have a party today.
He's going to have a party later on. Great. I had a little chat with all six of them before, just to ask them what's happening, and do they know what's happening, and are they doing it out of their own free will, and are no parents, and no one sort of forced them. Anyway, really happy and very excited to be here this morning and to be doing this. I know most of yous. I know who you are, but I don't think some people here do know who you are. So what we're going to do, we're going to go in line. I'm going to ask you your name, your age, and one thing that you have learned during your junior shoulder classes. Heather and Sue, no pressure at all. I did have a little chat with them earlier on just to warn them this is what I was going to do. So here we go.
My name's Isla and I'm 8, and I learned that if you say something, you can't take it back.
Nice.
I'm Emily. I'm 9, and I've learned you don't have to wear a uniform to believe in God.
Good.
I'm Ava, I'm 6, and we done a little experiment to about if you say something you can't take it back, and we tried to put toothpaste back in the toothpaste tin.
Did that work?
No.
That's a good lesson. And also family, can I just say that she did tell me that once she's finished whatever she's doing here, please don't hug her too much. She said that's the only thing that she doesn't really want is a family to hug her too much. I told her it's because you love her, you're proud of her, but please, can we limit the hug, please? Thank you.
I'm Felicity, and I'm 6 years old, and the white ribbon on the flag is the shorter one, is that we have a shorter life in the world, and God has a longer life in heaven.
Did you guys all know about the ribbons? We do now. Thank you, Felicity.
My name's Matthew, I'm 8, and we did an experiment with some flower oil and water, and we found out that God and sin don't mix.
Oh, that's very good. Right, we might have Mum to speak, but it's important that we do go and see our sixth person. It's okay, Mum can speak for now. So Noah's a bitch, that's fine, that's Noah, and Noah is 9, and we'll talk to him maybe when he's later. But that's Noah, and he's 9, and he's been taking part of it as well. So it's good to see them. Right. Next thing is, I'm going to ask you to tell everyone, because you're going to make a promise today, aren't you? Yeah? Have you been reading it? Apparently someone was saying that they had to memorize theirs, didn't they? Did you guys? Yeah. I would say mine, but I did it in French, so there's no point in telling you guys, you know. So Heather and Sue are going to help you, and you're all going to read this. Are you ready?
I know that Jesus is my Savior from sin. I have asked him to forgive my sins, and I will trust him to keep my good. By his help, I will be his loving and only child, and will help others to follow him. I promise to pray, to read my Bible, and to lead a life that is clean in thought, word, and deed. I will not choose anything that may injure my body or my mind, including harmful drugs, alcohol, and tobacco.
Can you give them a round of applause? Thank you. Right, in a minute, I'm going to ask you now to come down. There is a certificate with your name on it. So find the one with your name, and you can sign it, or you can just write your name next to it. That's absolutely fine. So Sue and Heather's going to come and help you. You can find your name, and you can just sign it, and then you come back up again, okay? In the name of the Lord Jesus, whom we love and serve, I now receive you as junior soldiers of the Felixstowe Corps of the Salvation Army. So welcome to the family. Do you know what? And right now, all 6 of you are the newest member of the Salvation Army all over the world. At this precise time, you guys are the newest member. Isn't that great? Yeah? Oh, boy. Before I do anything else, okay. Right, I've got some Bibles and junior soldier class badges for you guys. Right. Do you want to? It's got the names on them. So we got Matthew. Welcome, Matthew. I will go do that in a bit. Here we go. Welcome. Yeah. And welcome. There you go. And then we just go and give Noah's one to Noah. Yours is coming, Noah. And I'm going to ask Major David to come and pray for our children.
Okay, I'm going to invite you to stand with our young people, if you're able to this morning. They've stood in front of you, and they have made some very precious promises. And now I invite you to stand alongside them And I'm going to ask that as they have made their promises this morning, you help them to keep those promises. Each and every one of us have a responsibility to these young people, both with families and friends and with core folk, to help them, to nurture them, and to continue to nurture them in all that God has planned for them in their lives ahead. So we share in a prayer together. Father God, I thank you for these wonderful young people you have entrusted to us as the younger members of our core. We thank you for the commitment that they have made publicly today. We thank you for the precious promises that they have made in your presence and in the presence of family and friends of Felixstowe Core. And we ask that you will bless them in all that they do in your name. We pray that you will encourage them to continue to grow in their knowledge of you and continue to grow in service for you in whatever way that may mean within the church. We pray your blessing upon them, upon their families today, and pray that you will remain with them and that your Holy Spirit will work through their lives in the most precious way, and we will see them grow in their knowledge of you. So bless each and every one of them, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Can be seated. Thank you so much. And welcome to this village. And most of you know I'm African. There is an African saying that says it takes a village to raise a child, doesn't it? And I don't often use this saying simply because it's got a deeper meaning than most, I'm going to say it, most white people think it means, okay? For us, when we say it takes a village to raise a child, it means if you see my daughter down the street messing around, you have got the right to discipline her, to tell her stop. I can't give you this right for these children because they're not mine. You can do it for even Martha if you want. If you see them messing around, go ahead, do it. But that's what it actually means, that we take on the responsibility of being parents to these kids. And I can't give you that right now, but as part of the village, Major David already said it, please let us nurture these children. They are amazing. Get time to speak to them and just hear what they have to say. They do take my breath away sometimes. So we are their village, and we have got that right responsibility of looking after for them, praying for them especially. Take the time to pray for our young children. It's not easy, the world they live in right now. At school, and as they grow up, who they want to be, and how they're going to live their life, and in the way, being an example to them. Quite important bit of this is being an example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Can we all do that for them? No, you don't look too... Can we all be a good example to our children? Can we all commit to be praying for them? Thank you. You have heard them, haven't you? You can take them on task if you feel they're not doing the right job, okay? You can say, are you being prayed for me this week? Okay? So thank... Look at that. She's like, I will do it. Lovely. Thank you so much. And welcome to the family. Wait. Hold on. Let me just check my meeting plan quickly. Yes. While you're standing there, we're going to sing, Our God is a Great Big God. So what we're going to do is, you can take your Bibles back into your seats, or you can leave it there. Oh, I like that. You can leave it on the floor. And we're going to sing, Our God is a Great Big God. You can put it down. We need to come back, though. Actually, you can come if you want. Anyone that wants to come up and dance with us, you're more than welcome. Grown-ups, don't let me stop you. You're more than welcome. Claire, if you want to.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hand. Yeah.
God holds each and every single one of us in his hands. Thank you. You might go sit down. We're now going to have the ministry from the band, who's going to bring us What a Friend. Thank you, band, for that. What a friend we have in Jesus. We're going to sing our next song. Apparently, this one is quite popular at Sunday school as well. My Lighthouse. Do we light on? You don't seem too convincing. Yeah, My Lighthouse. So we're going to sing that. And as we do, we're going to take up the offering, please. So let's stand, if you can, if you're able, and we can sing this one.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. Questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through.
You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
Please take your seats. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all today. That song makes me want to get my washboard out and play along. And it's a good one, and we're going to be singing that, I think, a little bit more in the coming weeks as well. So thanks, children and young people, for reminding us of that song for today. We turn now to our Bible reading, which is going to be brought to us by Major Judy, Julie Luddett. I got my D's in too soon. And it's from the prophecy of Jeremiah.
It's Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by their hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Amen.
Last week was Covenant Sunday in the Salvation Army's calendar. And I emphasized on that occasion the lopsided nature of the covenant that binds us to God and that binds God to us. He bears the lion's share, I said, of the responsibility for upholding that covenant. And I think, though, and I'm going to be repeating a lot of what I said last week, so sorry to those that were here, and it's an added bonus for those of you that weren't. But I think this notion of covenant is quite a difficult one for us to understand for us, because when it comes to agreements between people and between organizations, we think today in terms of the contract. And I think, and perhaps I'm wrong, and correct me if I am, but for me, the point of a contract is to determine the parameters that would constitute the breach of that contract. So, for example, you know, we pay for a service, and as long as we continue to pay for that service, then we will receive it. But it's when we stop paying that the problem starts and the provision of the service ends, and we open ourselves up to some form of consequence or to some form of penalty. Is that a fair illustration of a contract? So when we speak about covenant, we are speaking about something that is quite different to a contract. And a beautiful image of that idea of covenant is found in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. And these verses describe to us in very kind of relatable terms the kind of love that animates God for each and every one of us. And this is what the prophet says. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. This image from the prophet Isaiah shows us that God's relationship with us is more like that of a mother and child than it is to the relationship between a customer and, say, a mobile phone company. There is nothing contractual about the bonds between parent and child. So there is nothing contractual between the bonds that unite us to God. Because if a child fails to pay his or her keep, parental responsibility does not end. And I suspect that that is good news for Martha and Eva. Because, and this is a key feature of covenant. This is the key feature of covenant. And this is where it differs from a contract. The covenant puts no conditions on faithfulness. So at the heart of covenant is a loving God. Is a loving God who desires nothing more than to be in relationship with his beloved creation. And what I'm going to develop over the next few moments is the idea that everything that is God's is ours too, and that everything that is ours is God's. And today's focus in particular will be on life. God takes our life, its joys and its challenges, and says, I give you my life. I give you my life, which is to the full, which is life abundant, and I give it to you. So the foundational, the fundamental covenant of the Old Testament is God's covenant with Abraham. And as descendants of Abraham, we are inheritors of that same covenant. And in covenanting, and I don't like this phrase, but I'm looking for a shorthand, in covenanting with Abraham, it's as if God were saying, I will walk with you. and you shall walk with me. All you have, I shall have, and all I have shall be yours. As you walk in obedience, I will be with you and your children and your children's children. And these words were never spoken by God to Abraham himself, but they are inspired by Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23, which is just one instance of God renewing or envisaging the renewal, the future renewal of his covenant in with his people. Because this reading, Jeremiah chapter 31, and its allusions to Egypt remind us of those moments where humankind, where you and me, where the Israelites back in their day failed God in their covenantal covenants, commitments with him. So against this backdrop of the people's kind of continual failure to keep their covenantal commitments, but nevertheless God's continual desire to renew his commitments to his people, we know that ultimately the covenant would be fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's why the narrative of the birth and life of Jesus Christ are contained in a book called the New Testament. That idea of testament and covenant are interchangeable. The New Testament tells the story of the new covenant that God has entered into with us through his Son, Jesus Christ. That is why the reason the New Testament is known as the New Covenant is the reason why Jesus is described as the mediator of the New Covenant in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. It is why at the Last Supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the New Covenant in my blood, which is poured for you." It is why Paul would write to explain that we are all invited into covenant with God to the early Christians, the first Christians in the Turkish city, the now Turkish city of Ephesus. And this is what Paul says. "Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Now, through Christ, all people, irrespective of background, are invited to go forward together with God as his covenanted people. So last week, we signed our covenant cards, and now we head into the year ahead with all its joys and otherwise with God, and by saying, "All I have is yours," and to perhaps rediscover that God says to us, "All I have is yours." And to me, this sounds like pretty good news. In covenant with God, in this coming together, in this exchanging of places, if you will, we give up our life and he gives his life to us. It's as if God says to us, "You give me your life that should properly end in death and tarnished by sin and wrongdoing, and I will give you my eternal life." Christ died in payment for our sin. He died in our place. And this is the culmination of the eternal covenant that has been running through the entirety of Scripture. Through Christ's death, we are given life, life eternal, life in all its fullness. Last year I introduced the Salvation Army's current vision statement, and this is it: fullness of life for all with Jesus. And we're going to be hearing a lot, I suspect, about this vision statement in the coming weeks and months. As you know, Lisette and I have convened a small group of leaders from within the Corps to look at the Corps' mission. And we have decided to adopt and adapt, perhaps, the Salvation Army's mission and vision statements and try to make them the guide of our work in Felixstowe. And what a vision that is. Fullness of life for all in Jesus. Fullness of life for all in Jesus. And what a vision that is. But when I hear that phrase, which is a quote from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, I get two thoughts. I've got two thoughts, and pardon my cynicism. I get two thoughts, and this is the first one. My first thought is, what a wonderful idea for others. Yes, indeed. Those poor people over there, they need life. They need life in all its fullness. What about those unbelievers over there? They need life, and they need life in all its fullness. Well, I say, and I say once again, life in all its fullness is offered to every and each one of us. Our lives might be all right. We might be leading life, and we might be enjoying life, and we might feel fulfilled, but that's life. That's life. What Jesus offers us is life in all its fullness. The pigeon, the Hawaiian pigeon Bible puts it like this, that Jesus offers us life and life to the max. Jesus offers us life plus, plus, plus. Jesus offers us life, life abundant, life that is entirely fulfilled, life that is pleasing to him, life that is within his plans and purposes for us. Life, not just life, life in all its fullness. That's what comes from a relationship, a covenantal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Another thought that comes to my mind is that life in all its fullness is for the future. I don't need to worry about it today. When I die, Jesus will take me to heaven, and then I'll know life in all its fullness, and I don't need to worry about things too much. But here's the beauty, and this is the good news for today, is that Jesus offers each and every one of us, we've addressed that, life in all its fullness today. God gives us what God takes what is ours, and he gives us what is his, and he gives us that today. The illustration is the same. We're enjoying life. We experience life. Life is fine today. I'm happy in my career. I'm happy in my family. I'm happy in my work. That's life. Jesus offers us more. Jesus offers us life abundant, life to the full, life to the max, life overflowing, life supercharged, life plus, plus, plus. So the challenge for us this morning is simply this. Let us turn to God. Give him what is ours. Accept what is his. Take this life and live life in all its fullness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you brought us to this place this morning. We thank you for what we have experienced, what we have heard and learnt of you, the way in which we've been able to praise and worship you this morning. We thank you for the six children that entered those important covenants this morning, who made those important promises to them, Lord. And we pray that they would know that you are always with them, that you are always accompanying them, that you are strengthening them, and that you will uphold them in the promises that they have made today. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. And we thank you that on the cross he took the death that was rightfully ours. And that in exchange we get to receive your life. Life in all its fullness. Lord, for anyone here this morning that doesn't understand what I mean, I make this prayer, Lord. And I pray that you would prompt them, that you would give them the courage to dip their toe into what it means to follow you. And that in that dipping of the toe, they would experience something of the life that only you can give. Lord, we love you. And we pray, Lord, that we would trust you enough that we would all be able to grasp the life that you offer us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song this morning was chosen by one of our new, brand new and shiny junior soldiers. And it's, I must admit, it's a cracker. It's a Salvation Army favourite, especially in its musical arrangement. And we are going to sing, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." But to a Salvation Army arrangement. We've had plenty of time for a vocal warm-up this morning, because you're going to need it. And I invite you to stand as we join together in singing these. This song of testimony and of praise to God. Thank you. Oh, goodness me. It does take your breath away, doesn't it? Now, as a benediction, I leave with you words from the third letter to the church in Ephesus, to the Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we seek, ask, or imagine, according to his power that is in work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.